sort of hits me or lands, and then try to give a perspective or some my thoughts on a particular question. Also, then, if anybody has any further questions, then feel free to sort of put your hand up or make yourself known if I'm not responding to your presence. It can be interactive as well. So the first question is, what distinguished Ajahn Chah from other meditation teachers? I think he tended to not be very methodical, which is a distinction. Teachers, especially at that time, that era in Thailand, there was many who were focused on particular techniques, methodologies, and he didn't really use a consistent method that was sort of like the Ajahn Chah method of meditation. He gave basic tools, basic instructions that were pretty, on a certain level, generic, really. But he was really responded to people and trying to give people what would be useful for them. Because I think for Ajahn Chah, the sense of there being, a particular method or technique that was going to really help you become peaceful or succeed in meditation, it was not the method so much as how you applied it. And it would emphasize right view over and over and over again. Right view was so important to the in this sense of understanding how things work, and then how to make techniques work for you. And of course he was very familiar with various techniques, and he himself had experimented with various things, but by his temperament he would his main focus of meditation was much mindfulness of breathing and Bhutto. That was kind of foundation, mindfulness of breathing, Bhutto. But then contemplations of the body in terms of the 32 parts, that was emphasized. Contemplation of the body in terms of the elements, that would be, you'd use that. But, I think what distinguished Ajahn Chah from other meditation teachers was his emphasis on how you live the life, how you live your meditation, how you live your practice, and making the meditation practice your life and your lifestyle. And that really distinguished him from other other teachers, and the And that's why, and so then he put a lot of emphasis on the, especially for the monastics, on the monastic form, on the integration of mindfulness and investigation in what one's doing, and being able to use the monastic form and the simplicity of the monastic form to live the teaching, live the training. He was much more I'd say maybe a trainer of people as opposed to a teacher who would just sort of expound. So those are some reflections. Any questions, further questions on that? Yeah.
The way you teach?
Well, yeah, I would hope so. I've been, yeah, I mean, he was my teacher, he was my model, he was what inspired me to commit to practice and to Dhamma. So I try to, in some small way, to emulate. Not trying to copy or mimic, but just trying to see, because I saw the value in that, and I benefited from that, so that to try to teach from that.